Welcome back to This Green Earth. I'm Nell Larson.
And I'm Chris Cherniak.
And joining us for the second half of the show today is Jeff Busson. He's a program manager with Utah Clean Energy, and he's helping to head up a community advisory committee that's taking a deeper look into decarbonizing Park City. So, Jeff, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Thank you so much, Nell. Thank you, Chris. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So let's start with some background, some basics. This program, I think, was established through a grant from the Park City Climate Fund. Is that correct?
Yeah, this project or this community initiative would not have been made possible without the Park City Community Foundation's Climate Fund, which is actually currently accepting applications for its second round of funding. In addition to that, we've been able to secure funding through the Urban Sustainability Directors Network through Partners for Places. So we've been able to secure funding in order to make this happen.
Okay, so let's talk about the overarching goals and objectives of this decarbonization program.
Yeah, so considering that the Community Renewable Energy Program is currently underway, where we have 23 communities working together to advance that program, we were looking for the next opportunity. And the most challenging, the biggest challenge moving forward in order for Park City and Summit County to meet its ambitious climate goal is to decarbonize our buildings. So what we're trying to do here, or what we're aiming to do, is to bring people together from, be it developers, folks representing businesses, contractors, just a diverse array of people coming together to develop strategies that will have a major impact in order to reduce planet warming emissions from our homes and buildings.
So you mentioned that those structures are kind of the number one target here. What is the percentage in, say, Summit County of energy use and carbon that goes towards, maintaining our buildings?
Yeah, that's a great question. In Summit County, it's roughly between 35% and 40% of its greenhouse gas footprint comes from our buildings. And in Park City, it's roughly 57%. So it's about 29% residential, 27% commercial. And that's why we're prioritizing this project. That's why we're prioritizing these strategies, is because in order for us to meet those 2030 carbon neutral goals, we have to address the built environment.
And when we're talking about energy use, this is both, say, electricity consumption and natural gas consumption?
Yeah. And I think natural gas is more of a priority, because if the Community Renewable Energy Program is a success, and on the net, where you have a net 100% renewable electricity by 2030, that should be mostly taken care of. However, we do want to emphasize that energy efficiency, including electricity, is paramount. And so we're more focused on the natural gas side of the equation, how we can heat our homes without using fossil fuels, frankly.
Okay. All right. Let's go down that road. Where do you see opportunities to do something like that? How do I heat my home without running my,
good question,
my
Chris,
natural gas guzzling heater?
Or using your wood-fired stove, which we know is bad for our air quality.
Okay, so there's another thing. So what are some of these strategies that you your committee is considering?
Yeah, so just to take a step back, we've had two community advisory committee meetings, which began in June. So we're having monthly meetings. Our next one is going to be on August 17th. And those first two meetings were fantastic, because the key takeaways there were just the enthusiasm, the level of turnout, and folks representing different sectors coming together. We just wanted to just propose simple questions and simple prompts so that we can just stop and listen and harvest ideas. And emerging technologies is definitely one of the key, is going to be paramount for us to be able to advance these strategies. So it is possible to have a cold climate heat pump. Habitat for Humanity is an example in Silver Creek Village. We'll be building a couple of single family homes that will be zero energy ready, that will also include cold climate heat pumps. So I do have good news to share. It is possible, and it is cost effective. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is to ensure that we can communicate that these are also cost-effective strategies and cost-effective solutions with the emerging technologies through strategic electrification.
All right, a cold climate heat pump is actually using the temperature of the groundwater as a way of pulling heat out of that groundwater, in effect, and then heating the home in a way. Do I have that?
Yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Kevin Emerson, who's our energy efficiency lead, he is our subject matter expert, and I would highly recommend for us to have a follow-up conversation so that we can have a deep dive into these emerging technologies, because he has far more knowledge than I do.
Okay. But that, all right, so that's just one example of how to use a source of heat that is not fossil fuel driven. There's other kind of passive heating programs. I guess you can, even in the winter, you can heat portions of your home, say the southern aspects of your home, just from the sun and kind of harvest that.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was one of the most popular actions that a lot of students have been taking in Park City High School through our climate challenge. And we have a SCPW challenge platform. And actually, that's one of the more popular actions, because it's very easy to understand, and it's very simple to utilize the power of the sun. But yeah, so I'm glad you brought up passive heating, because I think that's also an important solution. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So these are a couple of examples. Now let's talk a little bit more about that. The community advisory committee. Who is on this committee? Who makes up this committee?
Yeah, so we have a lot of heavy hitters, which is fantastic. We have representatives from Summit County and Park City, folks that represent the planning and zoning departments, sustainability departments, of course, buildings. And then we also have developers, and we're trying to recruit contractors and realtors, design professionals, residents that are simply passionate about this project, and also folks representing businesses, nonprofits. It's been really fantastic to see how many folks. We have about 70 people that we've been engaging, and it's been really fantastic. And it's also been great to continue to develop our partnerships with Holy Cross Ministries and Habitat for Humanity, Mountainlands Community Housing Trust, the Christian Center, Recycle Utah, Park City Lodging, Visit Park City, and then also the ski resorts, of course, like Tom Bradley and Julie Schultz from Park City Mountain Resort and Deer Valley Resort, respectively. So, yeah, and I think one of the biggest goals moving forward is to increase the diversity of our community advisory committee. One thing that I do want to mention in terms of one of the primary objectives of this community initiative is equity. So we could have a well-meaning effort here, but we could also be unintentionally providing disproportionate impacts to our marginalized communities. So one of the biggest goals and one of the biggest objectives here is to ensure that we are infusing equity within our solutions, within our strategies. And one of the biggest ways to do that is to increase the diversity and inclusion of our community advisory committee, but also to be able to look at the outcomes. What are we looking to achieve here, and how can we ensure that it's equitable doesn't pose burdens?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Really important piece, obviously, of the project. So you guys have met twice at this point, and you're really kind of in a strategy phase, a brainstorming phase. What are the next steps, and when do you anticipate kind of rolling out some of these recommendations?
That's a great question. Yeah. So our next meeting is August 17th at 3 p.m., and we are open to having more folks join these conversations. If you're passionate or want to be involved with this conversation, just feel free to reach out to me at jeff@utahcleanenergy.org. Our next meeting is going to be August 17th, and the primary focus on that meeting will be the intersection of climate change, buildings, and social equity. And then September through December, the subsequent meeting in September will take place September 21st, which so happens to be taking place during Utah Climate Week, where we're going to have a deeper dive of potential strategies, either through the retrofit side of the equation or new construction, as well as how we engage HOAs and property managers and realtors. realtors. So we're going to be prioritizing the most impactful strategies through five metrics that we've lined out. And it's going to be based on data, and it will be related to the type of buildings. And coming into, so between September and December, we're going to be refining and prioritizing the most impactful strategies. And then coming into 2021, we're going to have a short list of rapidly implementable strategies. So the goal in early 2021, January through March, is to coordinate actions, coordinate implementation, so that this is just not another plan collecting dust on the shelf. That's actually my biggest concern.
Sure.
We want to make sure that this is impactful and rapidly implementable.
Right. And then has measurable goals. So then if people employ these different strategies, they can actually see the difference on their monthly heating bill, let's say, residential and building. Okay. So that's the most readily available way of knowing whether there's some measure of success.
Yes, as well as being able to, you can't measure what you don't track. So we clearly, one of the biggest challenges will be to ensure that we can track our changes, track our progress in terms of reducing our greenhouse gas footprint through our building stock.
So one of the things that you mentioned was you're really looking to work across sectors on this, and you are working with builders and developers and real estate folks. What has the reception been like as you've reached out to that community, and where is their interest? What kind of solutions are sounding good to them at this point?
Yeah, and again, it's been, we're still in the preliminary phases, but one of the more exciting takeaways has been having a representative from the Park City Home Builders Association, and for her to be on that call. And we've been really excited to have Michael participate in these monthly conversations, because I think the Park City Home Builders Association is going to be key to actually advancing these strategies. The conversations that I've been having with some of the contractors and developers is that they're a bit intimidated by not knowing enough about climate change or strategies to decarbonize. So it's been a little tricky. It's been a little challenging to empower them to be more a part of the conversation. So I think, to answer your question, it's more focused on education and engaging the Home Builders Association and developing some sort of platform or framework so that we can have regular conversations and discussions about what is feasible, what is cost effective, and what will be beneficial for all of us.
And another thing we didn't touch on is, of course, is insulation and improving insulation within buildings, homes, commercial buildings, et cetera. So there's economic opportunities too for these home builders or refitters to see to provide those materials and services. So there's economic opportunity in all this.
And that will speak the loudest, frankly.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I know that goes without saying, but yeah, I think that's a really great reminder in terms of, because we're doing, Utah Clean Energy is also engaging a lot of builders and municipalities through alongside the Wasatch Front, and the subject of low to zero emission buildings, as well as energy code enforcement. Those are conversations that we're having, thankfully, throughout the Wasatch Front, as well as Summit County and Park City. So ideally, this, as a result of this initiative, will not only help Park City and Summit County achieve its climate goals in an equitable way, but also we could serve, we could provide a roadmap for other communities to do the same. And I think the cost of the discussing the economic benefits as a result of these strategies is going to go a long way.
You know, you talk about building a roadmap for other communities. And one of the questions I was just going to ask is, have any other communities convened a group like this and had some of these discussions? Have you been able to collaborate with other cities and towns that are doing anything similar?
Yeah, I think Salt Lake City would be, and also Ogden. Those are the two other communities that we work very closely with that want to move the needle, but nothing on this scale, to my knowledge. And that shouldn't come as a surprise, because Park City and Summit County tend to be the natural leaders alongside Salt Lake City in terms of wanting to advance transformational change and to build back better and to increase resiliency as we tackle multiple crises at the same time.
We got a few more minutes. I want to circle back to heating alternatives. You know, we talked a lot about natural gas and how we're going to try to reduce our consumption of natural gas. Is the installation of electric-based heating systems an effective way of not only obviously reducing natural gas consumption, but you're still burning fossil fuels in one form or another. But is that an option?
It is. It is an option. As long as the power, the generation to power that electricity is clean and renewable.
Right.
So we want to work in concert with Park City and Summit County and also Colville and Francis and Camas and Oakley. We want to work in concert with them because they're trying to achieve some pretty groundbreaking things in terms of trying to have net 100% renewable electricity. As long as the heating is powered by clean renewable resources, then we're golden, just like the electric vehicle conversation, right? I mean,
right.
It's great to have an electric vehicle, but if it's powered by coal, it's not optimal.
And I also want to remind people that as we do move towards a more renewable form of electricity, that doesn't mean we can use all the electricity we want. You know, it's like
absolutely.
It doesn't mean that we can leave. I'll go there. It doesn't mean we can leave our snow melt systems and our hot tubs running.
I knew you were going to head to the
heat
tape
day.
On that.
I know. I can't help myself. And I hope there are some strategies to address those things coming out of this committee too.
Yeah. And another thing that we have to address somehow, some way, and I don't know if we've ever been able to crack this, is be able to engage the folks that are second, third, fourth, fifth homeowners in the community. We have roughly 68% of all buildings with folks that don't live in Park City throughout the year. So that's another big barrier and challenge. So I think our engagement with HOA presidents and Holina Sedaris with Park City Lodging as an example, I think that's another critical point for us moving forward is how do we engage those folks? And also sustainable tourism at the same time. There's a lot to break down here.
Sure. Okay. Good.
There is. We have a complex community. When you say 68% are these, are owned by non-resident owners, are empty, is that within the bounds of Park City proper or a larger area?
Yes. I'm looking at the numbers right now. So it's in Park City, it's 32% is primary residents. And in Summit County, it's about 49% primary residents. So non-primary residents in Summit County, 51%. That means folks that don't live in Summit County year round.
Wow.
Well, and here's my particular example. Again, living in Racquet Club Village, many of those units are rentals. And the heat tape, the rooftop heat tape, is on 24 hours a day throughout the winter. And so are those units that have hot tubs, so are those units running, whether or not they're occupied. And so you could have someone renting a unit for 7 or 8 or 9 days, but then you could go 4 or 5 or 6 days with it empty and then get it rented again. So during those 4 or 5, 6 days where it's empty, all those systems are running and they use a lot of electricity, believe me. And so there is opportunities to educate the HOAs, the property management associations to communicate with each other so that they know that maybe when these units are empty, somebody from the property management association can go over and at least if it's okay, turn off, say, the heat tape. If there's no snow on the roof, turn the heat tape system off. It requires additional levels of management and attention and communication, but there is a huge opportunity to reduce to decarbonize our snow melt systems in that way. There's my statement, Jeff.
Well said.
We got to get Chris on this committee, I think.
Well,
Jeff. He is.
I pop in when I can. And I say my piece and pop off. So, hi, Jeff, we gotta wrap up. Again, give us some details on where you said people are welcome to join in future meetings.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, especially if you're in the realtor community, builder, developer community, we would love to have you. But also if you represent businesses, nonprofits, we want a lot of folks a part of the conversation. And also real quick, between probably most likely in October, we're going to have somewhat of a virtual town hall or open house where we're going to try to bring in a lot more voices so that once we have more strategies in play, which could be a community pilot program, it could be incentives, it could be council resolutions, it could be a local local ordinance. We want to get their feedback before the end of the year. So anyways, there's going to be more opportunities for folks to participate. But yeah, I'm very open to those conversations if people are interested to join.
All right. And you can contact Jeff. Give us your email address, Jeff.
Jeff, J-E-F-F, at UtahCleanEnergy.org.
All right. And Jeff Bousson is the climate program manager with Utah Clean Energy and helping to head up and coordinate this community advisory committee for building decarbonization strategies for Park City and Summit County. And Wasatch County, while you're listening, feel free to join in too. So thanks again, Jeff. We'll touch base with you after another meeting or two and see how things are going.
Chris, Nell, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.